Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Looking out front, it does look like my car is the only one in the front yard. Here and a happy Veterans Day to all of you. Thank you for your service. Thank you for what you do. Chiefs improved to 9-0. Fesco and Dusty here. We remain perfect as a show.
I was thinking about that yesterday. I'm like, God, Dusty and I have never had a loss together. Mm-hmm. What's going to happen if we have to experience something like that? And we're not.
But it is 9 o'clock on a Monday, and we are joined by our Chiefs contributor from SI.com, Josh Briscoe, joins us. Hey, quick question. Have you ever blocked anything in your life?
Twitter users. Okay. That's pretty close to it.
You Leo Chenault, some followers?
I have written death row on my arms to get into the Twitter mentions occasionally, but that's about the height of my achievement there, I think.
There's a fun thing you could do on Twitter, Josh, and it's just mute them and then change your settings to where you don't see responses from people you don't follow. And let me tell you something, it's made my life a lot better.
But you will still see Elon Musk tweets.
Oh, you will?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you are now slowly losing your own ability to foster your timeline that way. But Fesco, that is a trick of a longtime Twitter user, and it sounds like we could exchange notes. Because I do have a few tricks up my sleeve, a little more devious than just the straight up block. But every once in a while, once in a blue moon, you gotta just go ahead, throw out that Leo hand, and just send somebody straight to the penalty box.
You absolutely do. How wild was that yesterday, man? We've been talking obviously about it since 3:30 yesterday, but I mean, you know, this is why the Chiefs are the best team in the NFL, because the great teams just find ways to win.
Yeah, and it's crazy because even when that moment arrived of, okay, here's the, not a chip shot field goal, but one you certainly expect to see them make. I now this year, I've been watching the games in my basement, and then when it's over, I come up to my office where I do this from, and I do my post-game work for Chiefs on SI.com. And sometimes I'll kind of collect my stuff, wait for it to go final, and then get ready to make the sprint upstairs. And yesterday I didn't. Yesterday it felt like, you know what, I need to make sure we see this clock hit zero and see this ball go through the uprights, because weird things happen with kickers, weird things happen at Arrowhead, weird things happen in divisional games like this, and weird things only ever happen in Chiefs games. Like, there's no alternative there. So it weirdly wasn't totally surprising when you saw them pull that off, to that point of like, well, yeah, the Chiefs just kind of do things like that all the time. And with that being said, that was a football game that every team is supposed to lose. It's why nobody ever goes undefeated. It's why nobody's perfect. It's why this sport is so difficult, is that sometimes your offense sputters out, you only put up 16 points, and you need a miracle at the last second to win it. And the Chiefs are miracle merchants at this point. It's not surprising. It is amazing.
The elephant in the room is tackle play yesterday was not great. Do you think the Chiefs go out and look for a guy like Donovan Smith, or is it just this is the team moving forward?
I, for a very long time and throughout all of training camp, said this is the team moving forward. The thing that changed for me a little bit yesterday was that I started having, like, not flashbacks, but flash forwards to potential realities in January. And I saw Wanya Morris in the AFC Championship game get hurt in the first quarter. And they went, oh, well, that actually could be the reason that they don't three-peat. If Kingsley Suamataia has to be out there and simply can't get depth, can't extend to his left, gets beat with his hands, and then suddenly, like, loses instantly around the edge. That's the kind of, like, play-wrecking thing that we saw against Trey Hendrickson against the Bengals, and we saw it too many times against Denver yesterday, too. So I still, for what it's worth, to kind of split these hairs, I don't think calling David Bakhtiari makes any sense. He's played 13 games in 3 years. He played one game more than a year ago and then obviously hasn't played since. The Chiefs would need reliability at that spot. I don't think Bakhtiari brings it. I do think Donovan Smith is interesting enough to keep his name in the mix. Maybe you even wait it out a couple more weeks. You know, you just cross the halfway point and give Wanye a little bit more time there. But I don't think Donovan Smith would sign here and be given the starting job. I still think it'd be Wanye at this point.
Well, I think you signed him for depth, though, right?
Yes, that if he would come back and say, hey, I'll go ahead and start behind Wanye, and if he gets hurt, I'm your guy, I think it might make sense to avoid having to put Kingsley out there right now, because he was borderline unplayable for chunks yesterday. When an offense is already this fragile, you can't have a weakest link that's so exploitable that way.
Yeah, and that's something that they've got to figure out a way to fix, whether it's coaching up or I don't know what the case may be. I'm just not a huge add-a guy in November that's been doing nothing, you know? And just know how ready they are or, you know, how much they can truly help. I think this is one of those deals where you just go to Wanye Morris and Kingsley and say, look, guys, it's Thanksgiving time. You've got to start playing better and coach those guys up, because I just don't know at this point in the season, like the trade deadline's already gone. Like if you were going to bring somebody in, that may have been the time to do it. Maybe they tried. Maybe nobody wanted to trade with them. But I think they just got to start playing better. Or maybe you start keeping somebody in to chip, and that's what you use Carson Steele for. Or maybe you use Noah Gray for something like that.
Yeah, and I've been patient with that duo here for a long time. I've largely been with you. The one advantage that Smith has, it's not quite the same as, again, like a brand new addition. I didn't want them to trade for anybody there either. Having the familiarity with the guy who did play that spot last year is why Donovan Smith, much like Juju Smith-Schuster, much like Kareem Hunt, I suppose, why he is sort of uniquely qualified to be the one candidate there. I'm not really interested in them adding anybody else outside of Donovan Smith. The other thing is that the chips weren't working yesterday. Like, some of it seemed like it made Kingsley's life even harder, getting a pass rusher knocked in front of him, and then now all of a sudden he's not even aiming where he thought he would be pre-snap. So I think Wanye has been largely fine, although there have been a couple of rough outings as of late. I don't think Wanye Morris will be the reason this team doesn't three-peat. I worry that Wanye Morris getting hurt in the playoffs may put Kingsley in an unwinnable position. But I would love to see Kingsley have put something on tape yesterday that showed you what he's been doing since week two, but that is a really, really discouraging status report. Maybe it'd be better if he had to start. Maybe it'd be better if he had a week to prepare, but I don't know that he's going to. So I feel okay about Wanye Morris. I don't feel great about Kingsley. I don't feel great about Donovan Smith, but that's where I'm at right now in the entire group of that left tackle question.
When you look at that game yesterday and the offensive line struggling for Patrick Mahomes to kind of do his thing as the quarterback, when you put all that together, do you think that maybe that's why he was a little bit off? Because a lot of people would say he's kind of been just that much off this season, but yesterday, obviously, the imperativeness of getting the ball out sacked four times, like the missed throw to Kelsey in the end zone, the deep ball to Worthy that used to be his bread and butter type of throw. Is that sort of offensive line related, or is Pat got a little bit of the yips?
No, I think it's a little bit line related. I think you might be able to put a little bit of it on his ankle just in terms of being able to drive off that back foot and where you're going to be able to put the ball in terms of the actual, the height of the target. Think about you being able to drive into it and kind of throwing the football straight and down almost, as opposed to seeing them float and get away from them. I think all of that is related, and it's not totally new either. I mean, throughout the first chunk of the season, we were talking about a little bit of happy feet, maybe him dropping his eyes a little bit early. Then he kind of trusts the line a little more, and then he gets sacked more in recent weeks as he does give that offensive line a little longer to protect him and a little more time for himself to work there in the pocket. So I think they're all intertwined. I do still think, just by the value of him being the best quarterback in the world and acknowledging that this offensive line is middle of the pack with the whole group all combined, that is an issue that Mahomes needs to solve for himself. I worry about what it's going to look like against Buffalo next week, but I do think it's all connected. I think it's justifiable in a lot of ways. I don't think it's indicative of something that's going to continue to haunt Mahomes for the rest of the year. But, I mean, it almost cost them by anything less than Leo Chanel's palm. That would have led them to a loss yesterday. I think that matters. It's something that Mahomes and this offense need to continue to fine-tune, and it's why the offensive line needs to earn a little bit of that trust back from Mahomes. And Mahomes needs to make sure he's delivering those passes, certainly to you know, Xavier Worthy down the sideline. That relationship has been rocky, and it hasn't all been Worthy's fault. Missing Kelsey in the back of the end zone is the most frustrating, because you don't see him miss that throw a lot, but I'm not really that worried about the Mahomes-Kelsey connection at this point going into the future. I would love to see him just hit the touchdowns that are there, though. That game would have been a lot less stressful with those two passes.
And maybe we go back to, you know, the quick slant patterns that we were doing with Rashee Rice at the beginning of the year with DeAndre Hopkins, maybe Xavier Worthy to try to get his confidence built back up. And with the offensive line the way it is, you know, I know we're already in the pistol formation, but a quick boom, 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 just fire it like that and let those receivers go to work.
Yeah, and I was a little bit surprised. I mean, DeAndre Hopkins got a handful of targets, put up some yards. Not a bad day for him in his third game here, but I was a little surprised we didn't see them try to make a little bit more out of that, especially after Kingsley came in. Say, hey, can we speed this up a little bit? Speed it up for the pass rush, speed it up for the secondary, and just try to hit DeAndre Hopkins over the middle a few times. I wonder if that might be something they rely on a little bit more if we do see a repeat issue that we saw yesterday.
All right, brother. Well, Buffalo week, you win this game, the AFC's over. We can all sit back, enjoy our Hawaiian shirts, cigars, and cocktails, and wait till the Super Bowl comes.
It's, listen, a lot of rust by the time the playoffs get around, but I think we all just take bye weeks until the playoffs get here if they beat Buffalo.
Yeah, let's do
absolutely.
The spectrum. I thought we were getting a bye week this week, but I guess I was wrong. Josh, we appreciate you. We'll talk to you next Monday.
Thanks for not blocking me, guys.
No, you got it. Yeah, never. That's Josh Briscoe. He is our Chiefs contributor from SI.com. Plant foot's not the left foot? Is that I don't know. I'm trying to think of how you.
Well, if I'm a left-handed person, which I am, I'm running back.
Yeah, show him on the camera. This is Bob being a quarterback. Planting. Now throw it like you. No, you're right-handed.
No, so, I'm left-handed. Oh, so you are? My left leg is my back leg.
Okay.
So if you're right-handed, then your right leg is your back leg.
Yeah, so that's your. Is it his left ankle? Or is it right ankle?
I don't know.
Left ankle, right ankle, no ankle. Who gives a rip?
Yeah.
Is he better on one leg?
He's just good at everything. Patrick Mahomes on one leg or Aaron Rodgers?
Yes. I would rather have Patrick Mahomes.
Hey, how are you?
What?
What was that?
Yeah, I hadn't used it yet. I didn't know if didn't know if it would sound clear.
What is it again?
Hey, how are you?
You can hear him, Mahomes.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, hey, how are you? Yeah. Hey, how are you?
Do you have the audio of Mahomes asking the referee to let him know when you've got Kevin Harlan's like, oh, Mahomes is asking the ref.
Everyone's freaking out about that now, of course.
This might be the best audio of the whole day yesterday.
Actually, I was talking to D-Hop, and he's like, man, this game over. I'm like, nah, it ain't. I said, I've seen some crazier things. I'm like, so we just got to just see what happens. And obviously the block happened.
Se viene el bateador Lutz de parte de los Broncos, el número 3. Se acomoda hacia adelante, la patada. ¡Hey, bloqueo! ¡El bloqueo, Jere! Se bloquea esta jugada y Kansas City se lleva la victoria del día de hoy. ¡Hay bloqueo! ¡Los Broncos la fallan! ¡Los Broncos no pueden hacerla! ¡Y los Kansas City Chiefs se llevan la victoria cuando esperábamos un gol de campo! ¡Kansas City y tapa este ovoide y se llevan la victoria por 2 puntos! Kansas City se mantiene invicto en la temporada 2024, Hanna.
The Spanish call of the game yesterday.
Our friends over at Tico Sports with the call. Way to go, man. That was awesome yesterday. Mm. That was great. And then I just love the Denver call. I really do, because it's just so sad. It is so sad to hear the Denver Broncos.
Will Lutz backs up, takes 2 steps to the side. Says he's ready. An attempt of 35 yards for the win. Snap, placement, kick on the way. It is blocked.
I have no idea what to say.
I don't even know what to say. I really am at a loss for words. 35-yard field goal blocked with 1 second to go, and Kansas City is going to get out of here with a 16-14 win over the Broncos.
Hearts broken in Broncos country, no doubt. Broncos had it all set up for a chip shot field goal.
Yeah, that's what happens when you play for a chip shot field goal like Sean Payton did yesterday. I feel like I'm so excited. It's wild. It's wild. Yeah, losing my voice. Lost it.
Well, at least you don't do a lot of talking on Tuesday.
Well, that is true. I probably won't do a lot of talking today either. Oh, yeah, my God.
Early bedtime for all of us.
God, Kevin's so good.
So good.
I said it. I sent him a text yesterday. I go, that was an amazing call, right? And the response back is like, I'm somebody important. Like, you are wonderful. I really, I'm like, oh my God. Come on, Kevin. Stop lying.
That's awesome.
He's just the greatest human. I love the guy.
And he got to go home after the game.
Yeah.
Right down the street.
Couldn't have been any better, though. You got Mitch. You got the former voice of the Chiefs who lives in Kansas City. You got Trent Green. You got Danon. You got Tico Sports. Everybody's up there. And then you have the Broncos announcer.
Locked.
Locked. Oh, man. Something went weird with the Chicago Bears. They lost a game to New England, right? 19-3. Caleb Williams, you're off the Caleb train, you said?
I think so. I think so.
See, I'm getting on the Kyler train. I've never been on the Caleb train, but I'm getting on the Kyler train right now. He's great.
We tried to tell you.
I tried to tell you about Caleb, too.
True. They cancel out.
Okay. That hit, though, that he took yesterday by that Jet player where his helmet went flying, I don't know that I've ever seen anything like that in my life.
Did you see the guy that attempted the Saquon Barkley hurdle?
No.
Oh, you haven't seen it?
I haven't seen that.
Who was it?
I think it's like a high school player or like a low division college player trying to do the Saquon Barkley. How you could imagine. And then I'm pretty sure this guy for Miami or Georgia Tech, somebody in that game got absolutely obliterated too.
Oh, come on. You don't try that. You just don't.
They didn't try that. It was just like a play where, like, I think Miami just like destroyed this guy for Georgia Tech, which Miami lost.
Which Miami lost. Mac was very excited at the landing. Woo. Yeah. He was very excited.
Baby.
Volunteers. Yeah. Tuesday night. Big night now. Yeah.
Cam Ward's the next quarterback for the Giants.
It's true.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys like him?
Mm-hmm. I do. He's the only quarterback that
I
like.
He plays reckless, but I mean, he's better than Daniel Jones.
Well, you're better than Daniel Jones. I'm better than Daniel Jones.
I don't know about that, but
my friend who's a Lions fan, so now he can walk around and gloat all the time, right? Like, his whole life it sucked. He goes, are you done with Daniel Dimes yet? I'm like, yeah, I think we've reached that point.
I think he's Daniel Pennies at this point. This is what you're referencing when it comes to the Bears.
We got to pull those experiences.
Coach, your cell phone's as bad as the offense right now.
All right, we'll put them on hold and see if we can reestablish.
Dang. In an interview with Matt Eberflus on the flagship station, host says your cell phone's as bad as the offense right now.
I'm trying to think about that. Does that get the guy doing the radio host or whoever that is? Does that get him in trouble? Like for that comment?
Would their
PR be like, hey, dude? Or they'd be like, solid joke. Our offense sucks.
I think you have to own it if you're the Bears at this point in time, right? They haven't scored.
He's fired, right?
Eberflus?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's gone.
Yeah.
He's gone.
Yeah. Has to be, right?
Ben Johnson?
They haven't won
a
Ben Johnson?
Is he going to actually take a job?
Yeah, if he'll take a damn job.
If you're him right now, it's kind of like the Eric Bieniemy, Steve Spagnuolo, Matt Nagy situation. Like, why would you leave what you got going on right now if you're him, right?
There's a lot of people interested in Matt Nagy.
There's a lot of people that are interested in Matt, yeah. And they should be. And they should be interested in Ben Johnson. But I think coaches right now, you're going to get like, I don't think the Giants are firing Dable. I really don't.
I think
they're going to give him an opportunity with a real human at quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, I was watching Taxi last night. Oh, my God. If you aren't dead on with Latka Gravis and him being the exact spitting image of each other. I don't know. Latka was peddling like cocaine-filled cookies, and I'm just looking at him, and I'm going, this is Daniel Jones. Andy Kaufman.
Dude.
It is,
yeah,
is Andy Kaufman to a T.
Google search Andy Kaufman, Mac. I know you don't know who that is, but Man on the Moon. Great
Man
movie,
on the
Jim
Moon.
Carrey.
It was a song also by R.E.M., you know, like. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, oh my God.
Especially when he has the helmet on.
Yeah.
Because, like, those eyes are
the
just
eyes
like,
are like this. Hey.
Yeah,
would you like a cookie? And so, where were we?
You're talking about the Giants,
be honest with you, man. Like, if you're Ben Johnson right now, again, the say it out loud test, do you want to be the head coach of the Jets, who have a $45 million cap hit coming with a loser, narcissist, douchebag at quarterback? Or do you just want to stay and be the offensive coordinator and do what you're doing right now in Detroit, right?
I think he's either going to go to Cincinnati.
Are you convinced Cincinnati's opening right now?
I think you have to. If they miss the playoffs, they can technically still make the playoffs, right? It's not over yet.
People are saying that. I saw a couple of – because they're trying to milk this narrative in New York. Are the Jets close to being – they're 3-7.
Oh, they're done. Jeez. They're done.
Stop with the Jets, but they are the 10th seed in a 7. playoff, right?
Yeah, no, that. Yeah, but I mean, like, come on.
Yeah. But the Bengals are 9, the Colts are 8, and the Broncos are still in. It's at you know, even with the loss yesterday, they're still the 7th seed.
Yeah.
You know, in the playoffs right now. But so anyway, back. So you think you guys both think Zach Taylor's gone?
I think if they miss the playoffs, he's gone. If they make the playoffs, they'll keep him. But they're currently 4-6, and their schedule's not that tough.
Right.
Really,
but they have Baltimore this week.
I think they do have a semi.
No, they
have the Chargers.
Yeah, they play
Sunday Night Football this week against the Chargers. They have that game. They have a bye week.
They haven't had their bye yet?
Yeah, no. It's crazy.
And then they play the Steelers.
Those are their two hardest games, Chargers and Steelers. They need to win one of those.
They have the Steelers twice, though, don't they still?
Week 18. Yeah.
And then they get Cowboys, Titans, Browns, Broncos, Steelers. That's not as easy as we might have thought if the Broncos are that team. I don't know if the Broncos are that team.
Fake.
They proved a lot yesterday. But they'll probably play the Cowboys, who will start Trey Lance, because that's what they're discussing right now in Dallas.
Can you believe Thanksgiving, Giants and Cowboys? Who's ready?
When do we have that discussion that they need to flex Thanksgiving?
You just can't because of the unequal weeks and all that. Yeah. It's too hard for a Thursday.
Then they need to get rid of it. They need to get rid of the tradition. Like Detroit, obviously.
I don't know. I'm old school. I like Detroit on Thanksgiving Day. Dallas can never play again, and I'd be just fine. If the Dallas Cowboys never played a game again, I'd be fine.
But I think it's one of those things where if one goes, they both have to go. Yeah, I don't know what's going on over here.
There's like a lot of cops out here right now.
There's like 7 cops on the side of the road checking things out. There's a motorcycle. There's a guy in a SUV cop.
They were looking
on the hillside. I hope everything's all right. I hope there's not like a body.
Once in a while, there was one morning where there was a guy running that they were trying to get who escaped from like the Econo Lodge.
I don't know if you guys found this either, but there was a thing that happened this weekend where the New Orleans Saints, right? I was telling everybody, I was like, I don't know. I thought we had the audio in the thing.
I thought we put that audio in.
I just can't seem to find it. But it is weird how they rallied around their coach.
I told you they would. Yeah.
I said, why not take Atlanta this week? Yeah. I mean, I missed my bet on the board. I had Minnesota. You think people in Minnesota are complaining today? They won 12-7 against Jacksonville.
What do you think of the white helmets?
I thought those were clean, man.
I did, too.
I really thought those were clean.
You should never complain about a win in the NFL.
I mean, their quarterback threw 3 picks in the red area. Is it red? Do you say red area or red zone?
I say red zone. Why are we changing it to red area zone now? Offensive or something?
How long has it been in the red area?
I don't know.
Like 2 or 3 years? It's always been the red area?
See, it's always been the red zone.
So it's like red zone, red area, tomato, tomato?
Yep.
It's a fruit, it's a veggie?
To me, I found that players say red area. Like Tom Brady says
red area.
Tom Brady
always says it.
Quarterbacks say red area. I don't know why.
Okay.
It was always the red zone.
I'm just going to start calling it red area to be a troll in the text group.
But maybe people are calling it red zone because they don't want to get it confused with Scott Hansen.
Yeah, well. But like he said that Mac says the players have always done that.
I don't know.
What? Yeah.
Whatever you want to call it.
People say they could just hear that for 10 minutes.
Oh, how could you not? I mean, it's just still giddy.
What? So crazy.
Look out! Look out!
To win it.
Oh! What? The Chiefs have won! The Chiefs have won!
Insane.
He's just so good. You could like Kevin's falling out of the booth.
Justin Reed's on Twitter right now saying, send me the best pictures from the game of the blocked field goal. Did you see the picture they got?
With the referee in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one too.
Because the rest didn't give that one to the Chiefs.
No. No, people were complaining yesterday. The salt was good yesterday. There was like, oh, there's too many guys on the line of scrimmage, and the refs didn't call that.
Mm-hmm. Do you find more enjoyment? I want to bring this up because we didn't get to it earlier. Do you get more enjoyment watching Dallas lose every week or the Jets?
Both. I don't know which I enjoy more. I really enjoy both.
Or beating Denver. Like, rank these three. Start, bench, cut.
All right.
Ready?
Right, yeah.
Beating Denver.
Uh-huh.
Watching the Jets lose. And watching Dallas's.
Beating the Denver's start, right? Mm-hmm. And then I'm benching the Jets and Dallas, and I'm not cutting either of them because I enjoy it. It really is good. Like, for me, it makes my heart warm. When I see teams so ill-prepared and do such dumb stuff to have it backfire in their face. Dallas yesterday was down or lost 34-6 or whatever it was in that game yesterday. They were blaming the sun in the stadium.
Their owner built that stadium.
It's, right.
Like, they should have known that, like, when they put that in there.
Right. Like you got a stadium with glass facing west, and most of our games are at 325.
How long ago was it that they tinted the windows at Fog Allen? It wasn't that long ago, was it?
I don't think they've tinted those windows, did
they?
Yes,
they did.
They did?
Absolutely, they did.
Really?
Yeah, they tinted those windows.
Have they really? I haven't been in there in years. I don't know. Did they really?
No. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
And I know that because, like, that was a problem. Let me see. I'm pretty sure they did. I don't want to be that confident now, you know, backtrack.
Because I always liked the light in day games at Allen Fieldhouse. I always thought that was kind of magical. But you built a stadium with your west end fully glass. Like, what did you expect was going to happen in that situation? That was the dumb. That was stupid. Like, they should not have allowed you to build the stadium, NFL, in that style. Or have some sort of blinds that come down to shield the sun from everybody. Because CD Lamb just couldn't see the ball. You know, yesterday,
every
so now
year,
the sun is a problem. But I think to answer your question, I think it's, for me, like, watching Aaron Rodgers flame out is very joyful. It is very joyful because I just don't like him. And I really don't like the way that he treats others. And he is a person to me. You're supposed to treat people like you want to be treated. He's a douchebag.
Yep.
And he has made life hell for Joe Douglas, for Robert Saleh, for Mike Williams, who had as many points yesterday as the Jets did. Mm-hmm. You know, for everybody on that team, Mecole Hardman probably has horror stories, you know, about Aaron Rodgers. You know, you saw Zach Wilson, you know, all this stuff. Like, Aaron Rodgers came in and the trickle-down effect of lives that he ruined or disrupted just with the Jets. And then you wonder about Green Bay and why they only won one championship. They only won one because Aaron Rodgers sucks. He just does. He is the most overrated and celebrated athlete that we have in this generation. He's a loser, man. He really is a loser.
This was a winner yesterday, the Saints interim head coach.
No, man, I'm a pretty open guy, so this is how my day started. I get down here to the stadium, I get down here to Superdome, I go in the head coach's locker room, which, you know, I've never used before, right? So here I am early in the morning, I go to the bathroom, and this is how my day started. I clogged the toilet. And I'm like, this is going to be a crappy day, pun intended. And so we listen. I'm like, okay, this is not really a great start to the day. Here we go. And so, I'm not really feeling like a head coach of an NFL team right now. So, so I'm like, really? This is really how we're going to start my day? So
apparently he likes to hit the podium too when he talks.
Jeez. I like this guy.
This sounds like the T-Rex is getting ready to show its face. I can see my water ripples going. Be a ripple effect. Spread positivity.
Yeah.
Have fun today.
It's like, that guy's great, right? Yeah. I don't know who he is. Never heard of him in my life, but clogged, man, he clogged the toilet. Who hasn't clogged a toilet?
Alex broke his parents' toilet when he stayed with them last holiday season.
Yeah, he did. He broke their toilet.
Yeah. Smashed the porcelain.
Yeah, all over the floor. Yeah.
Have you ever clogged someone else's toilet?
Oh, all the time.
Really?
It's embarrassing. Yeah, it's terrible. Like,
you got heavy stools?
I was just telling Jen last week, I said, I am a terrible toilet flusher. I don't know what happens. I flush the toilet. It always gets stuck. It always gets hung up inside. I always got to take the top off.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Reattach
it or just get it like it's, you know, I don't know. Yes, Dusty. I have plugged more toilets in my life than probably anybody. And it always happens at somebody else's house. And then you've got to go out and go, do you have a plunger? Yep, there it is. And you're out there, you're plunging somebody else's toilet because, you know, you clogged it. And, you know, I've done it at public places before. I've done it at friends' houses. I do it at my house all the time.
Damn, Arizona was up 31-6 with 4:15 left in the third quarter. The Jets might have gotten kicked in the teeth worse than the Florida Gators this weekend.
But why are people still talking about them being alive?
Who, the Jets?
Yeah.
Because they're Rodgers. 22-35, 151. I don't see Davante Adams' name on there.
The problem is Aaron Rodgers is too arrogant to realize he sucks and he's the problem. And he is.
What did he sign a 3-year deal?
He's got another year left.
Yeah,
even if he retires, it's a $45 million cap hit.
You think he? Yeah, never mind. I'm not even gonna bring that up.
Do stupid things, get stupid results.
I really. So, you think he gets benched this year?
Well, he's gonna have to bench himself.
Yeah, he'd bench himself, and I wouldn't put it past him.
Yeah.
He doesn't.
You wouldn't put it past him,
no.
Really. Oh, I would. He's too narcissistic to think he's the problem.
Is he going to fake an injury?
Yeah, he'd fake an injury.
He's going to be like, yeah, I just have a bad knee this week.
I don't think he liked football before the season. I was kind of skeptical of his drive, and that was why I was a little like, eh, on my Jets take in general. But, like, he obviously doesn't have passion for this anymore. He does not care. And now they're bad.
Yeah. Oh, and now that nobody
and
has
now
passion.
They're terrible.
Yeah, yeah. Nobody on that team has passion. No, right,
it's going to be a long 7 weeks for Aaron Rodgers.
God, I hope he gets sacked after sack after sack after sack. I hope people that used to play with him just sign back up at the NFL and want to play defense and sack Aaron Rodgers. Because you wonder what kind of infestation he had in Green Bay.
Clay Matthews out of retirement.
I just wonder if, like, Davante Adams really does truly believe him.
Here's a tweet from Bovada that just came out. The Jets are 1-3 and have been outscored 106-64 since Davante Adams saved their season.
What? I mean, it's just tough, man. Like, I just think that's, you know.
Oh, God.
Like, that's the joy of being in the Chiefs kingdom, is that you don't have to worry about those type of Mondays.
Yeah.
Like, imagine being in New York doing radio.
Oh, man. Oh, you can listen in on the Odyssey
app. I'm okay. I think I'll go home and listen to, like, nature sounds. I mean, that is tough. I mean, so let's be fair here, Mac. I want to talk to you, too, about this. Are the Jets that bad or are the Cardinals that good?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think the Jets are more bad.
That
was a wax job. No, I think the Cardinals are really good, but I think you found a motivated team that is finding their groove right up against a team that has lost everything and has no will for. So I think it's the juxtaposition of both there at play, but I think the Cardinals are real. I wouldn't put them in that contender category, though, is where I put the Jets. Are they the worst team in football?
No, the Giants are by far.
You think?
They just lost to Bryce Young in the Carolina.
No, that's true.
Is Bryce Young showing new life?
Yeah, is he on the come?
Two in a row. It was in Germany, though. I take out the bad teams with the travel, because Mitch was telling us about that. He's like, you know, traveling's, you know, the whole off the thing.
It's I have to see more out of Bryce Young. I'm not ready to crown him yet.
But I will say this. In the two games we've seen, very small sample size, has been massively improved over the two season and a half that we saw before.
They beat the Saints, right? Saints and Giants. Yeah.
Hey, he wasn't beating anybody, but he wasn't beating anybody.
No, what do you mean? What's up with the Saints?
Well, they just beat the Falcons.
I told
Dusty
yesterday he was going to bet the Falcons. I said, stay away from that game.
I was going to bet the Falcons. He goes, don't do it. He goes, they'll win this week, but they won't win again.
Dude, that team is inconsistent.
Well, who saw MVS 3-for-150 and two touchdowns? Maybe it was always Derek Carr, but MVS in Kansas City is officially. Sky Moore in Kansas City is officially. Negativity for the rest of my time on the air is.
There you go.
Yes.
That's right.
Or you can do this.
Block you!
That's right.
Very sad.
Blocked.
Blocked.
From the 303, hey, Bob and Dusty, I live in Denver, and the stations here are irate, calling us frauds, not the best team, etc. A bunch of hosts, guaranteed wins on the two stations, Chiefs Kingdoms, Micah and Denver.
Yeah, Micah and Denver, I'll tell you what, my man, keep fighting the good fight out there and let them know that losers say we dominated but didn't win, just like Sean Payton did after the game yesterday. We outplayed them was the quote by Sean Payton, but you didn't outscore them.
Well, you know what they say in Survivor, outlast, outplay. You got maybe one, but you didn't get all three. The tribe has spoken. Coming up on the other side, it is our brioche of the weekend. I'm not going to make you cry, but you might think I'm going to. Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, and Mac Morey here on 96.5 The Fan, your home, Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City Sports, 96.5 The Fan.
Right back at it, 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports. Fesco, Dusty, Mac with you. For about another 15 minutes.
Don't forget today, you can save some money on gas at Hy-Vee. You can get 16 cents off per gallon because the Chiefs scored 16 points yesterday. Go spend $16 at Hy-Vee and get your 16 cents off your gas. Boy, I saved $1.31 yesterday. Or last week on gas because of my Hy-Vee points, my fuel savers. So get on out there and get your 16 cents off today. Chiefs didn't score a lot, but hey, it's still a nice little savings for you right there. So 16 cents off per gallon today when you spend $16 only at Hy-Vee.
Did you have a good weekend, Mac?
It's fantastic.
We got some sour cream from our lady.
Oh, yeah.
I was running low, too. And she goes, sorry, one of you guys got light. One of you guys got original. I was like, I'm a light sour cream guy.
And I'm original.
So text line.
So text line, take it away. light sour cream guy, but I am. I just, you know. Although I will say one of the worst non-fat things you could ever eat is non-fat ranch.
Ugh.
We used to have it at Red Robin when I worked there. It was like paste.
Not yum.
It was like paste. It was brutal.
Ugh.
Because they had like a crispy chicken tender salad, which was amazing. And people would get non-fat ranch, and I'd be like, are you sure?
And a Diet Coke.
Yeah.
Exactly. I like a large fry and a Diet Coke.
I want some mozzarella sticks, man.
And a Diet Coke.
Brioche for the weekend.
Why didn't we get mozzarella sticks at the landing?
Do they have them?
I don't know. I didn't even look, but okay. We were talking about mozzarella sticks. Like,
Brioche of the weekend.
Big brioche guy.
Love that. Yeah. Good take. Thank
you. I can either go last or go first because mine is
you
not.
You need to go last.
Okay. Yeah, he has to go last.
You have to. Sure. You have to go last.
I think
last
Bob and I might have the same one.
Yeah, for me this week.
Leo Brio?
Yeah. It's pretty simple for me. The brioche of the weekend goes to Leo Chenal.
Will Lutz backs up, takes two steps to the side, says he's ready. An attempt of 35 yards for the win.
He's ready.
Snap, placement, kick on the way. It is blocked.
Darn it. Oh, darn.
Can you hear me yelling?
Can you hear me yelling? No, your voice is gone already.
I don't even know what to say.
I do.
I really
don't know what to say.
I'm at a loss for words. 35-yard field goal blocked with 1 second to go, and Kansas City is going to get out of here with a 16-14 win over the Broncos.
Brioche.
Hearts broken in Broncos country, no doubt. Broncos had it all set up for a chip shot field goal.
Yeah, that's what happens when you screw around, right? And then I look at my phone and like so many different people, it was all the same thing. Holy bleep.
Yes. Like, it's so great that Ben Maller got to see that for his first ever visit to Arrowhead Stadium at GHA as well.
Like, and his wife's first ever like tailgate experience in general too.
Right. Oh, yeah. They just absolutely loved, like it could have been better. Like so he was like, the joy in your face was just so good. And I was like, yeah.
Oh yeah, dude, it's gotta be the same. Bro. Running down the concourse, just high-fiving, hugging everyone, screaming, bro. It was amazing.
I hug people I don't know and I'll never see again. And I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care. It was amazing.
Now there's people in their car, be like, did I hug Bob Fesco?
Hey, you may have.
You may have yesterday. I don't know,
I have some stuff to say to that guy.
Yeah.
Definitely high-fived me, man. Yeah. I was freaking out, dude. That was incredible.
That
electric.
Was nuts. Yeah. I mean, I couldn't believe it. I literally could not believe that.
I mean, it was just absolutely
amazing.
Is it a
99% win probability for Denver?
Yeah.
Kick to win it. Oh! Blocked! The Chiefs have won! The Chiefs have won!
Game over.
Because Kevin's just channeling it just like we are all channeling it. Oh! It's blocked.
35-yard attempt. Well within his range. 18 of 20 this season. Is Lutz, and one of those misses a 60-yarder in the half. 35-yard attempt from the far half.
In the half.
Dixon, the punter, will hold. Raboni is the long snapper.
Jabroni. Uh-huh.
Lutz waiting for the snap. Placement is down. Lutz's kick is blocked! It's blocked! It's blocked! The Chiefs blocked the kick! They're going to stay undefeated! The Kansas City Chiefs blocked a 35-yard field goal attempt! Kansas City wins this game on a blocked field goal!
And then Damon's laugh.
Great teams always find a way to win.
They do.
And that's what the Chiefs do. They find ways to win.
Yep.
They win by a toe, another penalty on another team because he can't keep his mouth shut, and then a blocked field goal.
Blocked field goal.
Because they did video and evidence and studies of a guy who was the weak man on the line, and they knew that if he could be just mauled, they had a chance.
Yeah.
Yeah, so my brioche of the weekend is sometimes it's not always about sports. But sometimes there are stories within the sports that make us all kind of feel the same. And Saturday, if you missed it, college football game day did a tribute to Ben Herbstreit. That is Kirk Herbstreit's dog. And I think we've all been there. You are a dog owner. Mac, you are a dog owner. I am a dog owner. I have been a dog owner my entire life. I mean, family. And this might have been, and again, Herb Street travels all over the country every single week. This might have been the hardest thing he could have possibly done. And for a show that's always upbeat and super positive and super great, they let him have this tribute, and it's great.
Dogs are known as man's best friend. But what do you call a dog that becomes a nation's best friend? You call him Ben. I'll be honest with you, when I first started bringing Ben on the road, it was for me. I needed a travel companion. Hotel rooms can sometimes feel like islands of solitude, and his warm presence became my anchor to home, making my journeys feel less like wandering and more like belonging. When I was working in a hotel room, or a broadcast booth, or on the college game day set, reaching down and feeling that fur at my feet, it made me feel like I was home. Ben wasn't out here to become a social media star, but he became one, just by being himself. The Rose Bowl named him its chief happiness officer, and that's exactly what he did. He made everyone happy, and he did it without even trying. He just wagged that tail or nestled up against strangers like they were family, and that's what they became. On planes, in hotel lobbies, on the beach, in the mountains, it didn't matter if you were a college student, a movie star, a national championship quarterback, or even a state governor. Ben didn't care who you were. Everyone deserved his love. I think we can all learn from that. At a time when everything seems to be aimed at dividing us, our love of football unites us.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Every weekend. What I experienced with Ben was that and so much more. Dogs' only flaw as a species is they don't live long enough. But the warmth they give us, that never goes away. So neither will Ben. This man's best friend who became America's best friend.
Brutal, dude. I mean, absolutely brutal, but well done. If your eyes are a little wetter than they should be, I got them rolling down my cheek right now. They're on the camera. I guarantee you that it's so true. Their biggest flaw is they don't live long enough.
Yeah.
He became, you know, everybody's friend without even trying. That's dogs, man. Like, I'll go home today and I'll see the two at my house and I'll talk to them in my voice and I'll be like, you know what? The text line got to me today, but I got you to come down and do it. And I, you know, that's why, man, like there's things like that that happen in sports that make it that much sweeter because look, that show was, that had Livy Dunn on it, Paul Skeens, McAfee, Saban, they're going back and forth and doing all this stuff. And that's what took the day away was that tribute. Yeah. And it's just great.
And my eyes are water because I'm thinking about winning my dog.
Yeah, man.
And
you've all had that if you've had a dog. You've had that moment where it's like, damn it, dude.
I was like, all right, we shouldn't get a dog. The kids aren't, you know, one of those things. We travel or whatever. And we got her in right before COVID. And I don't know where I'd be without her.
Dude.
I don't know where I'd be without that dog. And she knows when I need it the most. Like,
yeah,
I'll sit down and she can tell I'm not right. And she comes and pushes her face against my face and it just calms me down.
Yep.
And she knows, hey, take a chill pill, man. I'm going to come over here. And then I'll look at her at times. I go, Winnie, come here. give me a hug. And she comes right up and nuzzles next to me. And then she'll flip over and put her head in my hands and I'll scratch under her. Like, I don't know what I'm going to, like, my wife said to me a while back, she goes, what are you going to do when she dies? I go, I don't know.
I'm not talking about that today.
I don't know what I'm going to do when she goes. She has been like the best thing that we ever did was to get that dog. And so if you're deciding whether or not to get a dog, do it.
It's worth it.
It's just man's best friend for a reason, you know?
I mean, that's Kirk Herbstreit, man. Like, he's an iconic figure, and, like, he's all the same thing to us, right?
It's relatable, man. Like,
very relatable.
You know?
Just like this show is relatable. Like, you all did the same thing we did when that kick got blocked. You all did the same thing that we did when
I couldn't
heard
call
that audio.
Dusty fast enough on the bus and slamming shots, and he's chugging beers.
Welcome to town, Ben
Hugging
Ballard.
People you don't know and just walking out of a stadium elated like you've never been before in a regular season environment. Like, yesterday was just brioche and all of itself. The weekend was brioche,
man. We should have said, Saturday and Sunday was brioche.
Thanks to the folks at The Landing, too, for hosting the meet and greet.
Absolutely.
And, you know, everything that just, I mean, the weekend went by in a blur, but man, it was great, and we got memories, and man, we got to get ready for Buffalo, brother.
I failed today, but I will be back even stronger. I let bad people take advantage of my positivity. I will no longer do that, and I will continue to spread it throughout the end of the day of every single show. Kansas City, go do something nice for somebody. You never know. It could change their day, week, month, or year. It's cool to care. Kansas City, stay safe, stay kind, and enjoy the rest of your Monday on a Victory Red Monday. Coming up next, it's Cody and Gold on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. To the place where we run it, place really haunted by number 58.
Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.